From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement. It's a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to reduce carbon emissions.
For the world's two largest economies and two largest emitters, our entrance into this agreement continues the momentum of Paris and should give the rest of the world confidence, whether developed or developing countries, that a low carbon future is where the world is headed.
For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the agreement. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said at a predominantly black church in Detroit Saturday that he wanted to help rebuild the city, and there are many wrongs that should be made right in the United States. Trump told the congregation at the Great Faith Ministries International Church that he wants their input into his campaign.
I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country.
2 months before the election, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African-American community. Traditionally, that community has voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Some minority leaders have seen Trump's characterization of their lives as condescending, with some African-American leaders dismissing his campaign. This is VOA News.